Dr. Schnitt dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Elizabeth Featherston, F-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-T-O-N. On 4/13/23, Mrs. Featherston performed a 6-minute walk test. Period prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 97%. Period after walking 339 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%. Period and paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And a copy of this goes to Dr. Bo Cook. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jean, J-E-A-N, Williams. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 4/13/23, Mrs. Williams performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/17/15, there's no significant change period to paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Deborah Bean, B-E-A-N. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 4/13/23, Mrs. Bean performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Carles, C-A-R-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Pieper and to Dr. Murphy on 4/13/23. Mr. Carles performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was slightly less than 0.8. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with minimal airways obstruction. Period. Thank you.